Discover for yourself how God is able to change your life forever through the ministry of Bishop Dagwood Mills. Dagwood Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International, a denomination with over 1,200 churches worldwide. He is an international healing evangelist and author of several best-selling books. He also conducts work of ministry conferences all over the world and has established the Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. Now, listen to Dagwood Mills.
Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, thanks for the opportunity that we have to serve you today. Please guide us to be doing your will. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Today I want to share with you, because it's Easter Sunday, about the ultimate servant of God, being an ultimate servant to the Lord. Jesus Christ was a servant of God, was a servant. He made himself a servant. That's what I'm saying. He made himself a servant, even though he is Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Now, there is a choice that every Christian has to make when you become a Christian, and that is the choice to be a servant of God. And that is a choice that I believe we must all seek now, to be servants of the Lord and not just to sit and do nothing. Amen. Turn with me to Luke chapter 22. Amen. Verse 24. Luke 22, verse 24. We are all here today because Jesus Christ was a great servant to God. He's God. He was also the servant to God. That's a great mystery. And there was also a strife among them, which of them should be accounted the greatest. How many want to be great? Everybody wants to be great. Really? You want to be great? That's fantastic. You don't want to be small. You want to be great? That is a blessing. Your destiny is to be great. That is your destiny. So, there was an argument, okay, about which of them should be the great, great one. And there, okay, and he said unto them, the kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them. And they that exercise authority upon them are called benefactors. All right? And the benefactors is a title of honor. So, the kings of the world, this is how they work. You show power over people, and then it means you are powerful. Wow. Verse 26. Are you with me? We are reading the Bible. We are in church. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as the younger. And he that is chief, let him be as he that doth serve. Being a servant of the Lord is your master key to being a great person. I'll say it again. Being a servant of the Lord is your master key to being and becoming a great person. Because Jesus said, he that is chief, for people to start calling you chief, you need to be serving. Okay? Verse 27 is the verse we have been waiting for. Verse 27 is the verse we've been waiting for. And it says, for whether is greater, or this is the old English, what it says, which one is greater? Which one is greater? He that sitteth at meat, or he that serveth? Which one is greater? Is it not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as he that serveth. Amen. Amen. Listen, we have two groups of people in the church. Please remember that we are in church. We are reading the Bible. We are learning things from the Bible. We are learning about God. We don't know everything. We want to know more. Is it not true? He says, whether is greater? Which one is greater? He that sits at the table and then somebody comes to serve. Hello, sir. Okay. Please have some more. Shall we dish you? And then you have the big man sitting down. Bring me a chair. Take one of the chairs. And come and serve me, the two of you. One of you should fan me, and one of you should serve me with drinks. Drinks? What are these? Where are the drinks? Ah. More servants should come and wait on me. Who is great? If I'm sitting and I'm being served in the world, I am the great person. But in the church, it's the opposite. This is the great one there. And the one who is sitting down, receiving, sitteth at meat. Sitteth, what does he say? Sitteth at meat. Sitting at meat means sitting at the table. The one who is sitting at the table receiving the meat is not great here in the church. When you sit in the church and we preach to you, always, you are not great. You are sitting at meat. And we are serving you the meat. Yeah. When you sit in the church and we are serving you, we come, we are sharing you to you the word. And we are serving you. Ushers are standing by, coming to collect. You are sitting there, just the servant comes, give me one bucket, one of the small ones, to collect offering. No, the small ones, yes. offering. Okay. And I put in my offering. She is the great one. The one who is sitting at meat. You are smaller in the church. Even though you are a big shot at, I don't know where you are coming from. Where your bank is. The one who is collecting the offering is greater than the one who is sitting down. When God, Jesus said, whether is greater or which one is greater? The one that sitteth at meat or he that serveth. He says, but I am among you as one that serveth, not receiving. Fan me. Wow. In the church, this is a great one. The one who is sitting down and they are singing to you, you are the small one. The one who is playing the piano, playing the instruments, doing things, is the great one. The one who is sitting at meat, receiving, you are the small one. The shepherds in the church who are working, going here, bringing people. Yesterday, 2 days ago, Good Friday, you heard a little girl testimony. My sheep. How many were not at Independence Square? You were not able to come. How many were not able to come? I want to see those who are not able to come. Because other when I tell people that everybody didn't come, they don't believe it. Continue. I'm really enjoying. Serve. I'm sitting at meat. You see, this is the picture of greatness. This is the picture of greatness. To be served. But Jesus is telling us, I didn't write the Bible. Me, if I had written the Bible, I would have written that the one who is sitting down is the great one. Because I feel great. Charlie, more drinks. More air. It's too powerful, I tell you. I'm so blessed. Thank you. Continue after, next service. Which one is greater? This is Jesus' question. People who are in the church and come and say, I want to help with marriage counseling. My marriage is good. So I want to help with marriage counseling. They are greater than those who say, Sunday afternoon, you are in your house with your family, fork and knife. You are eating fufu and sitting at meat. People are going to visit others. People are following up souls. People have joined groups. People are working. You are sitting. You are sitting at meat. And being served. Followed up. Called. Yeah. Which one is greater? Which one is greater? Jesus said, I am amongst you as one that serves. Serving in the house of God makes you a great person. A very, very great person. Do not be happy to just be there in the church. Do not be happy. Is that what you are having nowadays? Do not be happy to just be in the church. I came this morning to encourage you to do one thing. Don't just be a member of this church. If you just want membership and prayers, maybe you should join another church. you get a lot of membership and prayers. Of course, we pray. You think we don't pray? We pray for everybody. But I am encouraging you to become a great person. Yes. And the greatness is, don't just sit there for us to be serving you with the word of God, with prayers, visiting. Good Friday, did you hear the little girl? Small girl, you see her talking. First love, children. She said, my sheep wasn't well. Good Friday, he was in the hospital. So when they finished the prayer, she took the message to him, listened to the prayers, and received the prayers and whatever. And the guy had kidney failure. And God healed him. And he came back to life. A little girl. She's calling somebody a sheep. Equally as small herself as a sheep. You see, there is a great joy in rising out of doing nothing. Doing nothing is very boring. And doing nothing is a very boring type of Christianity. You may not know. Just, oh, bless me, Lord, I want a car. Bless me, Lord. The car, the master key to getting a car is Matthew 6:33. Matthew 6:33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. If you are in this church, this is the master key to our prosperity. If you notice, in our church, we believe in prosperity and we preach prosperity, but not so much.
Yeah.
Don't hear it all the time.
Yeah.
But which church is prosperous? Which church is prosperous? Our buildings, is it not completed? Is our headquarters not completed? Are you not seeing the buildings everywhere you go? All of it, there is no debt, there is no loan, there is no bank that can say we owe them. We don't owe anybody. Yeah. We have built a beautiful campus. It will be the largest private campus in the country. Yes. We don't owe anybody. So, what I'm trying to explain to you is that it's not about, you see, riches and prosperity, it comes from God. Ultimately, God blesses people. Because even you can have the money, but you won't eat it. You know, one day somebody was selling something to us. And I told him that I want you to be able to use the money that will pay you. Yes. He didn't believe me. I said, I want you to be able to use the money that will pay you. Because you may receive the money, but you won't eat it. I don't think he believed what I'm saying. He was dead a couple of years later. I don't know if he was able to enjoy that money. You may have the money, but you won't eat it.
Yeah.
You won't enjoy it. Ultimately, riches comes from God. Listen. Listen. The Bible says, the blessing of the Lord.
Right.
Like it has a certain effect. And that effect is that it maketh rich.
Wow.
And I am showing you how the blessing of the Lord comes. Exodus 23, 25. You'll see a beautiful verse there. It says, notice so. And you shall serve the Lord your God. And he shall bless. Even take away, bless thy bread, thy water, all those things. Even it confuses you about the verse.
Yeah. Yeah.
So just remove that part and keep on. That's the first part. You shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless. You shall serve, and he shall bless. Look at that. You shall serve, and he shall bless. That's, when I see somebody who is not serving God, I don't mean being a church member. Being a church member, we have a lot of members, but we are always encouraging people. Look, decide today, the day that we celebrate the ultimate servant, Jesus Christ, who has been ultimately exalted by the ultimate God, that you will join the people that are enjoying this wonderful verse. You shall serve the Lord and he shall bless. You shall serve and he shall bless. Did you hear me? I said, you shall serve and he shall bless. So it's an equation. Your side is to serve. His side is to bless. That's all. That's the formula I want you to have in your heart. Don't think too much about making money or doing all those things. Decide to become a servant of God.
Amen.
You shall serve and he shall bless.
Amen.
That is it.
Wow.
Go back to Luke 22, where we were before. And you see, whether is greater, or maybe use the American Bible. Which one is greater? Greatness, true greatness comes from your service. That's why sometimes you see people, you don't even pay tithes. The little service that you will do in the house of God, paying your tithes, whatever God gives you, God doesn't ask for even 20%. Whatever you get, just take the quickly, remove the temple. Because when you get man, if you God bless you with 4,000, 400 is not so much. But if you wait for a long time, you don't pay tithes for 12 months. 400 times 12 becomes 4,800. It becomes like 5,000. Hey, Charlie, remember 5,000. Hey, Charlie, I don't know where I'm going to find. That is why it's a problem for you. Because the basic regular service to God, it's a problem for you. Even if you don't have money and somebody gives you 25 CDs, as you are holding the 25, two CDs, 50% is not bad. Charlie, when you wait, and then it becomes like people have given you money, it has reached 200. Now you have to find 20 CDs. Remember that they gave you 25, and you now have to give 20. It becomes a problem. So I want to encourage you, greatness is not about sitting at meat. You know, you come to the church, you are sitting here, we are serving you, you feel happy. So, and even now, we are going to introduce above 50, so above 45, we give you a place to stay. So that whenever you come, whatever time you come, your place is reserved.
That's right.
Yes, above, is it above 45 or above 50 or above 40? 45. Above 45, yeah. Above 45. If you are above 45, we give you a special place. Because an elderly person shouldn't struggle. And our church is young, so 45, you are 45, you are getting to the Ancient of Days levels. We don't have a lot of old people here. Wow. You shall serve and he shall bless. He shall bless. You serve. He will bless. You serve. He will bless you. You serve the Lord and he bless. Don't be happy doing nothing from today because you are in the lowest class of the church. Find a way to join the group which are far greater. Yes. Because if you don't, you may be due for a curse instead of a blessing. Yes. He that doesn't serve the Lord is due for a curse. You will escape every curse. Turn to Mark 11. Let's take it from about verse 16. 17. 18. 19. And when even was come, he went out of the city. Okay? And in the morning, no, go back to where he was passing, he saw the fig tree. Where he saw the fig tree. Verse. In the morning, no, when he first saw the fig tree. 13. Verse 13. And seeing a fig tree, this is Jesus. Let's go to verse 12. And on the morrow, they were come from Bethany, and he was hungry. God was hungry. The Son of God was feeling hungry. And he saw one of his creations. He saw one of his what? One of the creatures he had created. And he said, here is some food to refresh me. Figs. Seeing a fig tree far off. Today you are the fig tree. He sees you in Ghana. And he says, oh, that's one of my creations. I made him a nice Ghanaian. I gave him a peaceful nation. Everywhere has war. Huh? Everywhere has war. Everywhere has war. Chaos. Confusion. So he saw one of his nice creations. And he came. If he may, as God, as the creator, enjoy some fruits from his creation that he has created. If haply he might find anything thereon. And when he came to it, when he came to you to see something nice from you, he found nothing. Nothing but leaves. What God cannot eat. He found nothing that was useful to him. The things that you are producing leaves, he cannot use it. You eat leaves. When you see trees, when you are hungry, you say, I'm going to the Kodesh to pluck some of the leaves from the tree to eat. Nobody does that. For the time of figs was not yet. Jesus said, don't say there are yet 4 months. Don't wait. As for the work of God, we don't have anything like later. Don't say. I've watched, you know, over the years, people say, oh, you later, Bishop. Bishop, you know, I'm going to see whatever. Nothing. Yes. You know, I've been pastoring this church. I was 25 years old. The same church. The same group. I was 25 years old. And when he came, he found nothing. Verse 14. And Jesus answered and said, you see, some of you, Jesus is answering you. Meanwhile, you haven't said, the fig tree didn't speak to Jesus, but your lack of fruits and your lack of service is a message. That's why sometimes we shout, it's a message. Because sometimes your face is a message. Your attitude is a message. Your absence is a message. Your failure to show up is a message. It is a message. So Jesus answered the message. God, you only answer when something has been said to you. The fig tree said to Jesus, I have nothing for you. The one who created me, there is nothing for you. Anyone who doesn't bear fruit and serve God as he should is due a curse. A curse is coming. And Jesus said unto it, no man eat fruit of thee hereafter forever. Like, you wouldn't help my church? Okay, you will help no one ever, even yourself. A curse. Next verse. Jump to verse 20. They came in the morning. In the morning, they passed by the next day and they saw the tree dried up. You may wonder why your business has dried up. Yes. You may wonder why your shop has dried up. You may wonder why your face has dried up. You may wonder why the fruit has dried up. Your favor that was nice, people were choosing you, calling you, selecting you, always you are the one, but it's dried up. Look, because when you mock God, when you mock the Son of God, you mock your Creator, and you tell him, Setewa. Is that how they say it? Setewa. It's like, Charlie. I want to fix it. Setewa. No fruits. The Son of God. When you mock God, you are due a curse. You are due the curse. The curse is due you. God has been kind to you. Look at people your age. You've attended all their funerals, or you haven't. You've not attended your age mate funerals. You are breathing. Your liver is okay. Your kidneys are working. Your stomach is working. Your intestines are working. Your brain is working. Your bones are working. You are breathing and alive. Then he comes to you and he says, I need some fruit from you. And you say, Setewa. When you mock God, you are due a curse. Instead of getting a curse, get a blessing. Look, you people, don't make yourself super big in the church. You are nothing. We are all nothing. Bottom line is what? Nothing. Amen. Philippians chapter 2. You will never dry up from today, I declare in Jesus' name. Philippians chapter 2, verse 4. Let's start from verse 4. Verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Jesus Christ. I want you to be like Jesus. We are wearing white to celebrate no one else than Jesus the Savior. Verse 6. Who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal to God. You see, this is the mind you must have. Always have this mind. Even at work, have this mind. Don't think you are being cheated. Oh, monkey the work, baboon the chop. This church, when you go, they will just be giving you a lot of work. Oh, why should I do this? Why should I? No. When you come to church, and when you are part of the house of God, never think, when you are giving money, you are being told, me every time I come. One day, a lady told me, she said, when I came to church, this church, she said, when it was offering time, I used to take a bundle like this. Do you understand? Bundle. A wad. And she said, my offering could never fit into my palm. My offering. It was like this. Then she said, after some time, I looked around and I saw that I was the only one whose offering was a word. And she decided to change. She told me, So I decided to also take one that you can squeeze. Yes. Because a mind comes that you are being cheated, or you are the one even financed. You see the pastor say, I'm the one paying for all those things. You are a fool. By the way, I didn't mention your name. As I said, they didn't mention your name. What is your name?
Julia.
Julia. Did I mention Julia? Then keep smiling, okay? Look straight and smile. Nobody will know anything. Oh, these people, they just want this and that. They just da, 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 da. When I went to Zurich to start a church, I went around visiting different people, different Ghanaians that they gave me the address. I went around. One of the couples I went, they later joined the church. They told me after they joined the church, said, Bishop, we want to confess. The first day you came and you visited us, you invited us, told us we are starting the church. When you left, my husband told me, this man is looking for money.
Mercy.
That was all. This man is looking for what? Money. Yeah. You see, it's an evil spirit that constantly thinks you are being cheated of something.
Yeah.
Being cheated of what? God doesn't need anything from you. You need God very badly. I'm telling you, you need God seriously.
Yeah.
Verse 7. We are reading the Bible. How many know that we are in a church? Keep watching. But he made himself of no reputation. Look, when you come to church, don't make yourself a big shot. Forget about whether you are the managing director of the Angels and Stars managing director company. Please, it's okay. When you come here, just be here. He says, he made himself of no reputation. I'm nobody. Don't be big in that, because you know you are not even really big. He made himself of no reputation. He made himself of no reputation. Took upon himself the form of a servant. I mean, some of you are too big to be ashes. Join everything. You see the Independence Square. Can you imagine how many people were needed to control that crowd? The security. They were all coming in through metal detectors. And so many things that were needed. And some of us there, it's like we're there, we are only there to sit at meat. I mean, there is nothing that you offer to do unless maybe the pastor will meet you by chance somewhere and say, hey, are you black? Can't you help us with this? You never get up and say, Bishop Fabian or Bishop whoever, can you help me? I am in the church. I want to offer my help. I want to attend something. I want to be part of something. But you just sit there at meat. Every day you are sitting at meat whilst we are serving you. Bible says, whether is greater. Whether is greater. Whether is greater. He that sitteth at meat or he that serveth. And just I am among you as one that serveth. Choose to be the greater.
Amen.
Then he took upon himself the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. Amen.
Amen.
You are an ordinary person. Flow as a normal person. Verse 8. Amen. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Look. Let us learn obedience. Learn from the ultimate servant. Creator has made you. You shall serve the Lord. He shall bless. He has created you. You bring forth fruit. And don't bring forth fruit when you think you should bring forth fruit. Bring forth fruit now. Let me tell everybody here who says, you say you are a businessman, take it from me. Take it from me as your pastor. Never say later. Yes. Because do you know what? The house of God is always what waits later.
Yeah.
I've heard it so many times. Oh, we are just sorting out some loans. We are just sorting out some debts. Oh, we are just finishing. Oh, we'll come. We'll come. We'll come. and you see them getting more and more. And that is why you see the fig trees shrinking. Shrinking and shriveling. I met somebody, I said, how old are you? He said, now I'm 50. I said, by now, with the kind of business you are doing, you should have been not owing anybody money. But you see, they cannot. He has told me stories about the money that he will give to the house of God. Up till today, the stories are still on. Never say, Jesus, when Jesus who made you comes to you for fruit, you give him leaves. Some of you are putting leaves in the offering basket. He says, thank you. He became obedient unto death. Say, if you want me to die, that is what I will do. I'm showing you the way to greatness. You are going to be great. Don't sit down from today. I want everybody to be like an ant. You never see an ant who is a member who doesn't work. Bible says, go to the ants and learn. Good Friday, you saw the little girl giving a testimony. She said, my sheep, she was going and her sheep wasn't well. Look at a small girl like that. She has a sheep. What about you? You just want us to sit at meat and you'll be receiving, receiving, receiving. So the Bible we are teaching you, when will you learn it? Do you want to have a child who will never grow up? A child who will never talk? 9 months, he will not stand. 12 months, he will not walk. 2 years, he cannot control the toilet. Is that what you want? Somebody who never grows up. Somebody who never develops. Do you think that's what God wants from us? People who never develop. People who never move one step higher. Only is to sit at meat and receive. Okay, this man of God is coming. Okay, this convention. Okay, this one is doing this. Okay, there will be a laying on of hands. Okay, there will be a drinking of what? Something. Every something to receive. Hey. No. Go back to Philippians, verse 9. Wherefore, this is why. God has highly exalted him. This is the master key to your exaltation in this life. And giving him a name. Your name will be recognized at the highest circles in this life. I'm telling you. Your name will be recognized. When they mention your name, they'll say, they will show respect. Your name will be recognized. Your name will be recognized. It's only God who can do it. I'm telling you. Only God who can do it. When your name comes up, your name is a major name. Yes. Receive exaltation as you serve the Lord. Yes. Above every other name. By what? By what was the key? What was Jesus' master key? He became a servant and humble. Look, I tell you, forget about us. You know, somebody was telling me, he was saying, he doesn't come to our church. He said, as for you, Lighthouse, you people, your keys, your every church has a different star, but you there, your star, your key is humility. Your key is humility. We are happy. B, look, some of us have been to school. It's nothing. By God's grace. By God's grace. Don't be big in the church. Just come down. One day a lady came to see my wife. She said, when I spoke to, she spoke to me privately. I mean, she spoke to me down there. She said, you know, I just spoke to your husband. I realized that he can speak English well. I said, She said, when he preaches, I thought that his English weren't good at the time. I said, look, when I'm preaching, when I'm talking, it's not about, I can speak with an American accent. Glory to God. God is moving by the power of God. I can do it. I can speak with a British accent. I'll see you off to church, you know. I can speak. But we are in church. It's not about bringing slangs here. come down to earth and let us be realistic and practical. Come to the house of God. Yes. 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 On a Sunday, usually, I'm with children. When you see me, some of the places I have church, under a tree, three weeks ago, I was under a tree. They have no church building for that university. Yeah, every time I go to a different place, classroom here, it's okay. What is wrong with it? It's okay for me. Yeah, I know these places are here. You are all nice people. But I thank God for your faithfulness. You are faithful people. Lighthouse is blessed with loyalty and faithful people. And you will be happy one day you see that your child. Children are wild. Though. Children are wild. I say, there are children, you send them to university, they don't attend. Yes, they don't attend. Though. You pay the fees, they don't go. Look, we have our churches in America, Colombia, Atlanta, different places. You see children, that their parents have sent them, but they are not in school. When the father calls or the mother calls, yeah, Daddy, I'm in the library. I'll call you back. He's not in the library. He's not in the school at all. He said, I'm in the library. I'll call you back. He has not attended the school. Many. It's a common thing. Yeah. You will be happy when you see that, Bishop, our children are big, and all the parents, they thank me. Say, when our little ones, you see how they love you, how they listen to you. I went to one of our pastor's house one day. It was getting late, around midnight, and we were leaving. He said, oh, just come around the house. So I went around the house with him. We opened the door. The children were asleep. The preaching was on Makane. He said, he sleeps with it. He wakes up with it. He's sleeping, listening to preaching. He's not listening to watching pornography or changing into something else. He's listening to preaching. Small children. You will be happy. You wait. Your children are also coming. Yeah. Lest your child will be calling, hello, I'm in the library. I'm in the library. I'll call you back. He's not in the library. You are new to this life. That is why you don't know all this. Your child will serve the Lord. I said your child will go to school. You will hear good news about your children. In the name of Jesus. You shall serve the Lord. You shall serve. Can I hear you? I say you shall serve. You do your part. You serve. He will do his part. He will bless you. Stand to your feet, everybody. Wow. Which one is greater? Ask your neighbor, Charlie, which one is greater? The serving is greater. In the church, the serving is greater. In the house or in the office, when you are being served, when I go home, I'm served. My wife serves me. When I come, she's going here, she's doing so many things just to serve me. Wow. Because I'm the greatest in the house. I'm the head of the house. Do you get it? Yeah. But in the church, it's the opposite. Rather, sitting down to be served is not great. When you are the one moving around, and you are serving, you are then great. Receive greatness from the Lord in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you for your word today. Bless our hearts. Put your hand on your heart. Let me pray for you to be a servant of the Lord. Father, touch everybody here to like the idea of serving you. Touch our hearts to enjoy the thought that we will serve you in one way or another. Touch our heart to volunteer ourselves in the church and not to sit back just watching, sometimes even as we struggle to do things. And Lord, as you touch our hearts, remember your holy word. Your word said, you shall serve the Lord your God and he shall bless. Let this come to pass practically in the life of everyone here. I thank you for this great blessing. Whatever is withered in our life, give life to it, Lord. Whatever tree of our life is shrinking, let it now come back to life. As we choose to serve you, may we never be due for any curse, but rather due for a blessing. We thank you in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen. Every head bowed for a moment, every eye closed. If you are here today, you want to give your life to Jesus, lift your right hand and I'm going to pray with you. Pastor, somebody invited me to church, but I don't know Jesus as my Savior. Please pray with me. I want to give my life to God today. If you are here like that, I don't know who you are or where you are from, but this is a good opportunity. Pastor, I want to give my life to Jesus. Lift up your right hand if you are here like that. God bless you. And I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. God bless. Lift it up high. I want to serve God. I want to give my life to Jesus. You start serving God by giving your life and your heart to Him. God bless you. If you've lifted your hand, come to me in the front. Just walk quickly to the front here. Very, very quickly. I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you, brother. I want to give my life to Jesus. You need to come. All right. Let us pray. Let's pray together. If you are coming, come quickly, please. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to you. Today, I confess my sins. Have mercy on me. Cleanse me with the blood of Jesus. Say it again. Cleanse me. Wash me with the blood of Jesus. I open my heart. And I receive Jesus as my Savior. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Please go with our pastor who is waving his hand over here. He's going to talk with you and you'll come back and join us. All right? Give them a mighty clap offering. Go this way. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dagwood Mills, please visit our website at www.dagwoodmills.org. God richly bless you.